Hey everyone, this is Judy with Altium's On Track podcast. Thanks for joining us today. Today you may have noticed that we put out a second podcast for the week because we wanted to do a bonus episode for you in which we'll just give you a little snippet of something cool and valuable, but something that wouldn't take up a whole maybe 30 minutes podcast. So I'd like you to be introduced to my dear friend Andy Shaughnessy, who is the editor of Design 007 magazine. And some of you may know that I work for iConnect 007 for a while, and Andy and I were colleagues and kind of pounded the pavement a little bit at trade shows together and had a good time. So Andy, welcome. We're glad to have you on the podcast.
Glad to be here, Judy. Glad we're able to do this. Always like to try some new cool media ideas.
Right. It may inspire you. You might go into the podcast business next. Well, Andy, I know there's a lot going on at 007 right now, and I wanted to share it with your listeners because I think it's really valuable. But before we do that, why don't you pop in and just give us a little thumbnail sketch of your background in the electronics and design industry?
Well, I've been covering this printed circuit board design, EDA tools, and some fab and assembly, of course, over the years, about 20 years now. And before that, I was a crime reporter. I was stepping over dead bodies. And I always joke
creepy
about I went from stepping over bodies into stepping over the bodies of .coms. But no, it's been a really great trip. Everybody in the industry is just fantastic. Everyone likes to talk about what they do. It's been a lot of fun. You know, we get to travel a lot. It's and we put out a lot of good information. So
you do.
But yeah, it's a really I'm lucky to have a job where I'm happy, where I work with all great people.
You do. I do. I miss you guys. I miss working with you guys. It really is a great team. And I noticed when I first started at Altium, I like called you up, and it was funny because I felt like you, with all the acquisitions and the consolidation of the EDA industry, I felt like you were a crime reporter, like you knew where all the bodies were buried. And it was kind of interesting because that sort of escaped my attention. And so it was kind of fun for you to get me up to speed. So thanks for that.
Sure.
So I noticed recently that it used to be the PCB Design magazine. Now it's been renamed to Design 007.
Yes.
And obviously the publisher is iConnect 007. So what kind of inspired the name change?
It's just kind of simplifying it, kind of bringing it all together. When you had, and plus there are a lot of magazines out there that have similar titles, you know, from other companies, and it just made a lot of sense. You know, here people already called it Design 007 because that's what the website was called.
Right.
It just made a lot of sense to make the magazine, you know, bring it all under the same banner. So now we have, you know, we have SMT 007, PCB 007, Design 007, Design 007 magazine. It's just a lot easier.
I think that's I concur. You see it sometimes when I'd say iConnect, they'd go, "Oh, you mean 007?" Or like sometimes people wouldn't get our names straight. So, what you were just starting to say is I was going to ask you, and you just kind of slid right into it, was the sister publication. So you mentioned there's SMT, and there's, what are the other ones?
SMT 007 magazine, then there's PCB 007 magazine. We also have the China, PCB China, which is in Mandarin. A lot of people like to be in that, though some people still, for some reason, don't want to be in that in Mandarin. And I'm like, you don't understand. If people like your article, they're putting it in Mandarin right now.
You'd
be better off letting us put it out in Mandarin and have it be accurate.
Right.
But a lot of people are on board with that because they see that's the best way to go.
And you guys started Flex recently, right?
Like right. We have a quarterly Flex magazine, which launched earlier this year. That the next issue comes out in October. And we have a lot of newsletters. I guess I had to count. I would say there's the Daily, which has PCB and SMT. There's the Design newsletter. There's SMT Week newsletter. There's a lot of stuff going on. We also have our post show special that we did after Apex this year called Show and Tell.
I love that name.
We'll be bringing that back in some form next year after Apex, because I mean, you know, it was the only thing like it after the, you know,
right, like a recap.
They put out all this great stuff at this show, and then, you know, to see, you know, it just sort of drops off the radar, you know.
Well, and it's like drinking from the fire hose when you're there, and sometimes it's like you only see a sliver. Mm-hmm. Right? Right. Even if you can be very busy running around and you really only see a sliver. So I really like kind of getting a whole sense of all these other things that were going out on that were just outside of my range. So anyways, we will be sure to share all the links for our listeners, because I literally check the iConnect 007 newsletter every day just for industry news. It keeps me up to speed, and I know a lot of other people count on that. And then the Design 007 I read faithfully, which comes out once a month. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, we'll put all those links, and this is why we wanted to do this bonus episode, is really to get some resources in the listeners' hands. The other thing that you guys really have taken off with, and I was there sort of at the launch of it, was your micro ebook library. Mm-hmm. So there, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. This started a couple of years ago. I think we were at a meeting and just kicking around the ideas. And I think it was Barry Mattis, our publisher. I think he just said it off the top of his head. And we all sort of said, why not? Why shouldn't we do books? So now we have a book editor, and I work on all the books. I help edit them. I think we all edit them. we're up to, I don't know how many now. You all did the first.
You
did that first ebook.
Yeah, so, which was DFM guidebook, yeah.
Is that January last year, I guess?
Something like that, yeah.
And we were amazed. We figured it would work out, but we got this list of all the names of people who download the book. The book is free, but we get their information. And it was just, you know, CAD manager, system engineer, process engineer, all these engineers downloading it. It was the people who can buy or, you know, recommend purchases were getting the book. So that was nice. And we're on, I think, the 15th, or I don't know how many books.
Yeah, it's exploded. So for our listeners, what you need to know is to go, I'll share the links, and these books are like 8,000-10,000 words a piece, mm-hmm. you know, right. Drill in kind of deep on one subjects and neat graphics. They're free, they're digital, they're online. So it's really neat idea to just get some kind of quick and dirty, but it's deep. It's more than an article, right, or two.
Right,
it's probably the length of about four articles. So there's a little bit more chance for you to dig deep on a subject. So there's thermal analysis, there's RF, there's flex, there's just a lot of really hot topics. So thus I wanted to do the bonus session today on the podcast and just get the word out about the books and all the amazing stuff you guys put out, because there is no grass grown under you guys' feet.
The books are really cool. Martin Godian at Polar says he hands the books out, like whenever there's
he does. Training, I have one.
he'll hand the book. Yeah, because you can.
He does.
The book. It's digital. It's free, but if you want to download one, if you want to print one, it's like $6 or something. They're really cheap to print. And we know a lot of people when they're training, you know, they got new people come into the company, they hand them a book. But a lot of people also training people who are already in the industry, they hand the books out. So it's worked out really well.
Yeah. So congrats to you guys. I think that was a brilliant move and a brilliant service really to the industry to put all that content out. So as we're wrapping up here, I just wanted to mention that both Andy and I will be seen together in person here at PCB Live. So maybe in the bar. No, just kidding. That'll be after the show. But we will be at PCB West, and I'm sure our paths will cross there, which is coming up September 11th, 12th, and 13th in Santa Clara. And also, Altium has invited iConnect 007 for the second year in a row to be our official media sponsors for Altium Live. And we invite you to register and come to that, and you'll see Andy and team there. And we're talking about maybe getting some books, some DFM books printed out. So we're working on that as well. Yeah. So if you want to spy me and Andy trying to not get into trouble.
Maybe in Germany, too. I might be going to Germany.
Oh, in Germany would be fabulous. Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, just know that you're welcome. And we'd love to connect with you at any of these events. And thanks for tuning in to this bonus episode. Andy, thanks again for filling us in and getting us up to speed on all you guys are doing. And congratulations again.
Oh, thank you, Judy. Appreciate it. And I'll look forward to seeing you again.
And again, this has been Judy Warner with Altium's On Track podcast with a bonus edition with Andy Shaughnessy of Design 007 Magazine. Thanks for joining. Until we talk to you next time, always stay on track.